Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Kara Cook with Cook and James. Welcome, Kara.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Cook and James. How are you serving folks?
Well, we are a real estate closing firm, so we're attorneys, and we handle residential real estate transactions, so both refinances and purchases mostly.
So how'd you get into this line of work?
Well, I met my partner, you know, right out of law school. Her name's Heather James, and we kind of just fell into it, kind of figured out how to do it and started our own firm right out of school back in 2006.
So what attracted you to this type of lawyering?
Well, we had an acquaintance that was in the industry. And so we started doing closings with them. We got a kind of had a connection with a lender and started doing closings that way. And that's kind of when we developed our signature at home model that we've had since 2006, where we kind of realized that closings were a little bit more difficult than they had to be and not that convenient. So we started driving around and meeting people wherever they wanted to close.
And that's unusual.
Yes, it was at the time. And I guess we didn't know how unusual it was, right? We just thought it was convenient. What a great idea. And then everybody kind of latched onto it and loved it. Because we just felt like everybody else's convenience was a little bit more important than ours. And we had no problem driving to you. And it turned out that a lot of lawyers didn't really like doing that.
So now, when you were younger and deciding to get into law, were you always aiming at this side of law?
We both had different interests, you know, varying interests through law school. And then it kind of just happened, you know, that we knew somebody in this industry and got into it that way. And then we loved it as we learned it and grew our own business that way. And, you know, we felt like we were able to, we had our little niche with our at-home closings and grew it that way by word of mouth. Different clients thought it was such a great idea. So then we found ourselves, you know, driving all over the state. We know where everything is. We've probably driven through every neighborhood at this point. But, you know, people still obviously go to attorneys' offices, and that's the general way people do a closing. But that doesn't always fit everybody's schedules, right? We realized everybody was busy. That was before we had kids, right? So we didn't know once we had kids what busy really meant, right, until that happened. But we tried to make everything convenient for the clients, you know, the realtors or the buyers, the sellers, the borrowers. So, you know, if you have a sick kid or, you know, the babysitter calls out sick, you can't take a day off work to go to an attorney's office to do the closing, then we're available to come to you at your office, wherever you want us to be.
It's interesting.
So we just grew it that way.
It's interesting that your one of the things that makes you unique is your ability to listen to your clients and to serve them in the way they wanted to be served, and that was such a disruption for the way that business was done in that niche. That's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, we didn't know how disruptive we really were being, I guess, at the time. You know, we just thought, hey, this is convenient. We don't mind. And then, you know, we would hear from different clients that we would meet at different events, and they would just say, oh, my God, you will come to me? Really? And we're like, yeah, absolutely. We have no problem. And, you know, we still do it to this day. And we can drive anywhere in the state of Georgia, honestly. We have attorneys that can meet anywhere.
Now, is one of your side hustles in your business like kind of best food stops and restaurants? And
I know. We do. We can tell you, like, this is where you need to stop on this exit, right?
That's just more
this
value.
Gas station.
More value.
Exactly. So we know where to get all the snacks that you need while you're driving.
And where there's no cell service. I'm sure you know that too.
Yes, we know that too.
So any funny stories from doing this, traveling all over the state?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have, thousands, I'm sure. One story I know is, Heather, my partner, was driving, and she's a tiny person, right? And she's driving in the rain, of course, gets stuck in the mud somewhere on the way to the closing and has to get out of the car, push her car out of the mud, in her dress and her heels to get to the closing on time. And it's stuff like that. Like, we don't think twice about doing that to get to an appointment. She gets there, of course, soaking wet, and they're all like, oh my gosh, what happened to you? But we got the closing done, and she might have gotten her kitchen table a little bit wet, but it was successful. And I've had some where, when you go into people's homes, everybody's got pets or kids, I had one where a cat must have recognized that I'm a cat person and decided to sit on the kitchen table on top of the papers, just like a cat, you would expect a cat to do, like be right in the way. And, I literally had to lift his paw up to move every page for the borrower to sign. And he would just put it right back in the same place. Like, this was our new routine. He was my sidekick. And, the closing took a lot longer than it would have otherwise, but it was fun and interesting.
So how do the...
You never know what you're going to run into.
So how do your other attorneys think of this when you were doing this? Did they think, like, this is crazy? We're lawyers. The people come to us.
No. The attorneys that we have on our team love it,
Well, I'm sure your team loves it. I'm saying the other lawyers out there in the wild that aren't you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of them think it's crazy. And that they are not going to go sit in traffic driving to a closing. But, it's what we've always done, so we don't really know any better or any different. And we love it. And we think it's entertaining and fun and adds a little something extra to our day and more interesting, right, than being in the office all day. And, people are so happy to see us when we get there that they didn't have to sit in traffic driving to our office. We did it. But that being said, if they would prefer to come to our office, we have locations that they can come to as well. Because some people still prefer that, and that's totally fine as well. We offer the traditional model as well as the at-home model. And, we'll come to your home, your office. We've done closings, all kinds of places. We just need basically a cell phone signal, power, and we are ready to go. Because, even though we prepare for the closing and we have all the documents we think are ready, this industry is notorious for keeping you on your toes, right, with last minute changes. So we have a pelican case, like a humongous black hard case, like you would keep some kind of like photography equipment or something in. And we have our laptops and our printers and scanners in there that we take with us to closing so that if something does come up, which it will, where we need to print a new check or print a new document to be signed, it's not a big deal. And we can scan and the documents straight from the closing table there, just like we're in an office. So we kind of have it nailed down to a science so that we're prepared.
Now, has the pandemic, I've talked to some real estate folks, and then, they're adapting to the pandemic as best they can in terms of still doing showings and things like that, maybe virtually, maybe with, kind of a video conference version of a showing. How are you guys adapting?
Well, obviously when COVID started, it took everybody by surprise and made everybody rethink just about every single thing you do on a daily basis, right? It's like, do I go to the store? Can I go to the store? Should I go to the store? Right. So we did the same thing at Cook and James. And, because we're used to being so flexible, it wasn't too hard for us to kind of change things and shake them up a bit to suit the climate now. First and foremost, we definitely followed the guidelines of officials and health departments. And we were deemed an essential business. So we continued to keep working as safely as possible. And then we developed, in addition to our, at-home model, which we still have, or in our office, we can still do. We had developed the curbside closing solution, which is one of my favorites because it just reminds me of going through a drive-through, which, of course, like you said, we're very familiar with from all of our driving around. So in this model, the borrowers can come, or buyers and sellers can just drive to our office, stay in our parking lot. And we've got like a whole setup out there with a tent and the attorney, and you can stay in your car. Our attorney can pass the documents to you through your window. You don't have to get out. You can explain things. We can even be as far away as you want us to be, and do a Zoom call, you know, where we're explaining it while you're in the car across the parking lot. We'll do anything, you know, to keep people happy and make it feel convenient for everybody and stay safe. You know, we are taking extra precautions, obviously, in our office, and extra steps of communicating with everybody to make sure everybody's on the same page, everybody's comfortable with, you know, what we're planning to do for each particular closing. And, you know, we're still happy, like I said, to drive to the at-home spots. If you want us to come to your office, we can. We'll have our masks and all of our equipment ready. And if you want to close on your front porch and be outside, we can do that too.
It's funny, once you decide, kind of make that mental shift that we're going to do whatever the customer wants, then then all these solutions are pretty kind of obvious and simple, right? Like when you have your true north of this is how we behave because people like us do things like this, then it's really not that challenging to adapt because you're like, well, what's in the best interest of the customer? Well, we'll do that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, what would I want to do if I was the customer? I'm like, I would like a drive-thru, so I don't have to get out.
And then
that's even better than somebody coming to my house.
That's right. So, and then it is so, you know, it's that simple.
Yeah. So, you know, that's we're having as much fun with the changes as we can, right? And we always try to make our closings a fun experience. You know, they're very important occasions. People are either buying a house, selling a house, or refinancing and hopefully saving a lot of money. So we take it very seriously, but also realize that it doesn't need to be so stuffy and, you know, stressful necessarily. We'd like to take the stress out of it for everybody. And, you know, if they do come to our office and that's their preference to come to do the closing there, we definitely take sanitation to the next level. We've bought pretty much everything we can find, you know, UV light wands, and we have the disinfectant is plentiful, the hand sanitizer, the hand washing stations. And we make sure if you are coming to our conference room that it's sanitized before you get there. Nobody's using the same pens. We're minimizing the back and forth of the paperwork, right? And just the interaction to make it as safe as possible. And then, you know, we even bought a electrostatic sprayer where we're disinfecting the office. We posted a picture on Facebook, I think yesterday or today, with Mary, one of our employees, spraying this disinfection all in the conference room. So, you know, it's a serious situation, but we have to make light of some of the things we're doing in our new norm, right?
Right. Now, in your business, is it something where the buyer of the house contacts you, or you have to have relationships with either the realtor or the mortgage broker? Like, who kind of leads you into your clients? You mentioned a lender earlier in the conversation.
Yeah, all of the above, really. I mean, we do get business from individuals who, you know, have met us at different events or just know of us and say, I want to use you for my closing. And then they'll let their lender knows, for example, if they're refinancing. But obviously relationships with realtors, lenders, builders are very important for us. And that's what we spend a lot of time doing, is trying to make relationships and, you know, introduce people to the Cook and James way and our message and all of our people. And because we feel like our people are really our secret sauce. You know, everybody's so flexible and fun and easygoing and, you know, willing to go the extra mile for each client. So the networking events are very important for us to meet everybody. And that's kind of been a challenging in COVID times, right? You know, everything's gone virtual, and then everybody gets kind of tired of virtual. And so all of these meetings, we've been trying to figure out fun ways to do virtual networking and getting to know people. And I think we've done a good job. We've come up with some things like murder mysteries, which was really fun, I must say, if you haven't done that yet, a virtual murder mystery, happy hours, taco parties, wine tastings, and we have a cocktail making event coming soon where we can interact with, you know, lenders' offices or realtors' offices instead of going in person, and have 20 of them or so on a virtual meeting, a fun meeting, and get to know each other that way.
Now, when you're working with one of those, either a lender or a real estate person, is it a situation they're coming to you because – there must have been some friction or something didn't go right with their last person they had, because they're not coming to you out of the blue. Like, if they're right. picking you, that means they weren't happy with whoever was before you, right?
Yeah, it's either that, sometimes it's that, or it's, they had like a bad experience where, a closing fell through the cracks or got canceled or communication wasn't good, as, you know, a lot of the complaints we hear most of the time. They may try us out in that instance, and we definitely like to show them that communication is our strong point and that we over communicate. And even though we handle a lot of transactions, we like to keep everything like a family. You know, we're going to communicate with you as much or as little as you want, right? And we stay up to date with the latest technology too, to just make it as seamless as possible, so that we have less touch points with you. We don't want to annoy you with all these different logins and calling you and emailing you nonstop. So we try to make it as cohesive and simple as possible to communicate with us. And also, of course, safe to do this virtually, because, you know, we're handling financial transactions. So we want all the communication to be secure and through our portal, so that, you know, we don't run the risk of cybercrime, cyber theft, and all of that stuff that's going on, especially now during COVID when so many people are working from home.
Now, since you've been doing this, do you focus primarily, is it exclusively Georgia? Is that where all the transactions have to be? They have to be for a Georgia home?
Yeah, primarily we focus in Georgia. That's our home state and where we're all licensed, but we do have licenses in other states as well, and do business in South Carolina as well. Can do purchase closings there. And we also are licensed in Connecticut and New York and North Carolina.
And then over the years, how have you done, like, thousands of these, 100,000? Like, how many closings have you done?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Definitely thousands upon thousands, maybe. Yeah, maybe up to 100,000. I don't know. I don't keep track. I just know it's busy. We keep track of, like, you know, monthly or daily, but overall, I'm like, wow.
I would imagine they start adding up, right? Like, all these, especially refis, like, that's
seems... Refis are definitely busy. People are taking advantage right now, for sure, of the rates, and we are definitely very busy with those.
And is it a cyclical business, so that when the rates plummet, then all of a sudden, man, we're going to be slammed with this? But, you know, no.
Yeah, it is cyclical. Mm-hmm. It's like either for us anyway, it seems that purchases are either busier or refinances. They're not usually booming at the same time.
Right.
Although, you know, rates are good, so people are buying now too. But we're especially seeing an uptick in refinances.
Do you get a feel for?
The rates are awesome.
Do you get a feel for, oh, this part of town or this city is up and coming because there's a lot of deals being done? Like, do you get any kind of sense of how different areas are going? Like, maybe as a leading indicator?
Yeah, and definitely too, just from driving around or from our interactions with the realtors, you know, we'll get information like that, and just, you know, we'll drive to places that we wouldn't normally necessarily go and be like, wow, everybody's moving here. This is cool, you know, or look what they've done to this downtown. I haven't been here in a couple of years. It's pretty cool to know and have a sense, because we just see so much in this business of what's going on.
So now, is your team kind of large enough so that you don't have to make those long trips anymore, that you have some member of your team that handles, you know, kind of the corners of the state?
Yes, we do. We have attorneys kind of set up in different locations, so I'm not driving to Savannah anymore, although it's very pretty down there. I don't mind it at all, especially if it's over a weekend. But we do have attorneys kind of in some of the farther points that are in our network that will handle those closings. And, you know, we still have attorneys in our local offices here that drive, you know, some love to do the driving. Like, that is their favorite thing. And some love to drive in the mountains, especially. So they want to take those closings up there, and they know all the places up there. So it just depends on the attorney's personalities too. You know, everybody, some people are like, I'll do the office ones. I'm tired of driving.
So now,
especially if it's raining, right?
Yeah. Now, so what's ahead? What are you looking forward to kind of moving into 2021?
Well, I think what we're looking at is how to transition, like I said, all of our virtual events and kind of do our post-COVID planning finally, right? Like, hoping that we're coming out of this soon and thinking about this post-COVID world and how social interactions are really going to change, right? Certainly everything's not going to go back to exactly how it was before. I think in some cases, people are going to realize, hey, like I didn't actually want to do that stuff I was doing before or do those things in person. I kind of like the virtual aspect of this one, right? So I think maintaining our flexibility and looking into technologies and what it is we need to do to get creative and use technology to make sure we can still develop, you know, long-lasting relationships with those in our industry, like the realtors, lenders, buyers, sellers, you know, builders, how we can have those interactions that are meaningful and fun in this new world we're in, right?
Yeah, amen to that. Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what is the website?
The website is cookandjanes.com. We're very proud of our website. It's fun. It kind of represents our personality. So I think once anybody takes a look at that, they'll say, oh, yeah, okay, I kind of know how they are. They're not too stuffy.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and congratulations on all the success.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I enjoyed talking to you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.